Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and welcome to another episode of Be Unique's Unscripted, where we talk to artists, musicians, performers, and business professionals. My name is Tony Taylor. I'll be your host for this evening. You know, you could spend your Thursday nights anywhere, and we are excited you're spending it with us. The conversation is cool, it's calm, and it's casual. You can also be a part of the conversation by dialing 516-418-5651. Now, before we begin, let's talk about why you need to get on your phone and go to beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org. Here's what Be Unique is all about. Our mission is to work today to change tomorrow using digital mediums to connect the world with professional storytelling and media production. We work to educate, inspire, and foster positivity and creativity worldwide through video, audio, and a spectacular literary magazine featuring writers from around the world. The newest Be Unique magazine is out right now, and you can read it online along with Be Unique Brevard magazine, the Space Coast premier magazine. Be Unique is also a media powerhouse. Not only do you get this incredible podcast hosted by me, Tony Taylor, but 11 other shows. So sit back, get comfortable, and get ready to dial 516-418-5651 with your questions, comments, and whatever else you may want to say. Let's meet our guest.
All right. Good evening, everybody. It is Thursday night. It is 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and you are listening to Be Unique Radio. This is Unscripted. My name is Tony Taylor. I'm your host for this evening. Tonight, we have a very, 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 very special guest. Her name is Rosemary Femme, and wow, we are excited to talk with her tonight. She is helping people across North America and can help with many new problems. She's studying Reiki, and she has unveiled in an innovative method called Instant Healing that claims to heal the blind. One session gives as much as healing as 200 to 1,000 regular healing sessions and covers physical, mental, and emotional and spiritual healing. People usually report feeling lighter and happier after a session, transforming lives for the better with them telling them what the problem areas are and what is needed. Good evening, Rosemary. You are live with Be Unique's Unscripted. How are you?
Hi, good evening. Nice to be here. I'm doing great.
Oh, good. I hope I covered everything correctly.
You're good.
Okay, very good. Okay, I'm going to jump right to the case. I'm going to jump right into this and ask to you, please tell us about your innovative method of instant healing, and please tell us how it's healed the blind.
Yeah, sure. So, I did study Reiki, like you mentioned. I spent a few years studying Reiki. And for those people that don't know, Reiki is like a form of energy healing. It's a really wonderful form of healing. And I was practicing Reiki for several years. And then I kind of developed some new abilities. My healing sort of became more powerful. I found that I could do it much faster and do much more healing at once. So like my sessions used to be up to, the longest sessions I ever did were like 90 minutes long. I would do sessions for 90 minutes long.
Wow.
Of Reiki. And now my instant healing sessions are, the longest ones are just like, it's about 2 minutes of healing. That's how long it takes.
Gosh, that's amazing. That is amazing.
It's incredibly more powerful. So I can get, like you said, I can get like up to 1,000 of my old sessions in one of these new sessions. It's that powerful. That's a little bit about it and about what I do. And I have worked with a few blind people that have actually gotten their sight back from it, from this new form of healing that I call I called it instant healing because it's not quite
right.
Reiki anymore. So I gave it a new name. I called it instant healing.
Right, right, right. Now, can you tell us how did you get into Reiki and why? Why did you pursue this path?
So somebody just like recommended to me one day that I should do my Reiki training. So I'm not sure exactly what made them recommend it to me, but they thought it would be a good idea for me to do my Reiki training. So I decided to do it. And yeah, that was pretty much how I figured it out, how I ended up on that path, was
wow.
It was a recommendation from somebody. And I found I was really good at it, so I decided to stick with it.
Now, had you always been interested in the metaphysical healing process, or was this something that you stumbled onto, or how did you get into this?
I wasn't interested in healing for my whole life, but sometime maybe about like 12 years ago or so, I became interested in healing. Just from finding out about like the more sort of emotional and spiritual causes of pain.
Okay.
Like how pain isn't always just physical. It
right.
can be, it can be emotional. Like people can have, you know, pent up anger that's kind of stored in a muscle in their body. So once I learned about that, I became more interested in healing that way, and then I started getting more into it after that.
Well, now, what did you do prior to this?
I actually used to work in finance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, mm-hmm. You've got to tell me, when was it that you discovered that your power had progressed enough to heal the blind?
It was about 3 months ago. So
oh, wow,
recently.
That's soon. Yeah.
Yeah, about 3 months ago. So it's been quite recent that I developed instant healing.
Wow. Now, Did you invite a person with who was blind thinking that you could possibly do this, or were they looking to find it through you?
I did it the first way that you mentioned. So I had my intuition was telling me that I could do it.
Right.
And so I wanted to try that.
Right.
So I decided to seek out. So I sought out a few people who were blind or visually impaired,
right.
And offered them the healing. And that's how I did it. They didn't find me. I found them.
Wow. Okay. That is amazing. Now,
yeah.
Let me ask you this. Outside of being blind, you also claim that you can also heal AIDS. Is that, am I mistaken by that statement or?
Yes, I've healed like about 10 people with AIDS.
That's amazing. How did they find you?
They just found me through my website, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was this a challenge? Did you think, I mean, going into this, did you think that you were going to be able to heal AIDS and blindness, or was this something that, you know, you got with a client and you obviously discovered that they had the affliction and you went ahead and jumped in there with your healing process?
I usually have a good idea before a session of what's going on with a person and what I can help with. So I use my intuition to tell like what a person needs and what I can help with. So I knew
these
sessions what I was going to be able to do for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like I knew I was going to be able to heal AIDS, and I thought, so I didn't know 100% that I was going to be able to do the blindness, but I thought I was going to be able to do it just based on my intuition.
Right.
So that's what I thought going into the sessions. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Now, what about, you also talk about being able to heal mentally and cover that aspect.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people that come to you with severe depression or mental, or let's really go out on a tangent here and say schizophrenia. Do you really have people that come to you with those instances where they ask you to heal them?
Yes. I've done a few people with schizophrenia. I've healed a few people with schizophrenia. I do have people that come to me with that. And I've healed lots of people with depression, all ranges of depression. Some people have more severe depression. Some people have less severe depression.
Oh, yeah.
But I've done, lots of people with depression. And I've healed lots of people of anxiety. There's lots of people that come to me with anxiety. And sometimes it's really severe anxiety where they're getting, like, panic attacks and stuff like that. And sometimes it's pretty minor anxiety. So I've done, lots of people come to me with those mental things for sure.
Do you shy away from those, or do you, which problems, no, let's not call them problems, let's call them ailments. Which ailments are the most challenging?
That's a really good question. Let me think for a second.
Sure.
I think the most challenging to do with this healing is things that have to do with bones, actually.
I'm sorry, you broke up. Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Yes. So the most challenging, I think, are like the things that have to do with bones, actually.
Bones. Okay.
Like repairing. Yes. So there's things that I can do. Like, for example, I've had people to come to me with like broken bones or a broken shoulder. And they're trying to avoid surgery. So they want me to do some healing on them so they can avoid surgery. And those are actually the most challenging ones for me, is the ones that have to do with bones and sort of like repairing bones.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's different. That's different. So the most challenging aspects are the physicality healings, not the mental healings?
Yes, I think so. Those are the most challenging.
What has been the most challenging physical healing you've done?
That's a good question. I have to think about that.
Sure.
I think it was somebody with a torn bicep, repairing torn bicep. Yeah, like fixing somebody had a really bad bicep that was really hard to repair.
Can you give an instance?
Do you want me to explain more about that one, or?
Well, no, I was just wondering if you had a particular client that stood out in your mind about a torn ligament or a torn or a fractured bone or that type of thing. If you could talk about that challenge that was faced in front of you.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to think of why exactly it was challenging repairing the torn bicep. I'm not sure. I don't know if I can give a very good answer to that question.
Okay.
I'm not sure why it was challenging, to be honest.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. No, it's, I hadn't really thought about it before, actually.
Well, you know, we do have a caller.
Maybe I need to think more about that.
Rosemary, we do have a caller calling in right now. Let's go ahead and take them and see what questions they may have.
Sure. Okay. Maybe
hey,
I'll come
good
back
evening. You are on Unscripted with Tony Taylor. My name is Tony, and you are?
Hi, I'm Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you? You are on live. You're on live right now with Rosemary Pimp. Do you have a question for her?
Yeah. I have been told that I have healing abilities. I have a lot of people that attack me, so I've never like really stepped out unless I knew the person that, you know, I was trying to help. Not like you, of course, but I was wondering if you see, is there something I should do with that, or am I just supposed to help where I can? Or can you tell me anything more about that? My mother has some mental illness, so I'm very interested in your topic. I know I'm kind of all over the place, but tell me that I was a healer, but then she would tell me healers always get sick, so I never wanted to be a healer, even though I supposedly have ability.
Okay. So, yes, I am picking up that you definitely have some healing ability. I guess it's sort of up to you whether you want to pursue it as a career. I'm not picking up anything that, like, is saying that, like, it's a definite career for you or anything to be a healer, but definitely,
okay,
for sure, that it would be really good for you for your self-healing. So to help, it's a real bonus in life to be, even if you don't use it for work to heal like other people, using healing abilities for yourself and healing yourself is a really big plus in life to be a self-healer. So you could be, I think, a really good self-healer and really like do work in healing on yourself, because not everybody can do that. Like, some people, you have to have a little bit of healing ability to be a self-healer, to be able to heal yourself. And even some people that have lots of healing abilities can't heal themselves. They just, for whatever reason, they're not self-healers. But I think you are. I think you're a good self-healer. So that's a really big bonus for you.
Oh, awesome. Can I help my family, though, like my mom with her mental illness?
I'm not sure if you could help your mom or not. Yes. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. And if I contacted you, do you think you could help her?
Yes, I can help with mental illness for sure.
How would she contact you?
She has it.
Well, how would she
contact
you, Rosemary? Yeah.
I don't believe she knows she has it.
She knows she has her mental illness?
I don't think she does. She thinks that the world does, and she does not.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes. So some people, like, you could get a session for her. She doesn't have to know about it, but if you are comfortable doing that, you could do that for her if she doesn't think she needs it or something like that. But yes, you could contact me through my website. There's a contact form on my website. It's www.rosemaryfemme.com, and you just go on the website and you can contact me that way. Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, one question I would like to ask you before you leave would be, what gave you the intuition that you were a healer?
When I was a little girl, I used to draw these really weird things, and my mom would write them down. Like, one was I would draw dogs on the moon, and my mom used to say, she would interview me, and she,
right.
I mean, she's a medium herself. And a psychologist told me, because the tarot card has two moon dogs, a wolf and a dog, and it was a P and a R, and I even named them Patsy and Rapsy, that I had this ability. And then other psychics would tell her that. So I felt bad because I love to read about healing, and I love to listen to healers. Because, you know, of all these things that have happened, like, you know, several things that have happened. But I didn't know if, you know, like the self-healing, I understand. I was just always curious because I find it fascinating.
Right.
You know, she told me to heal this one lady. I went to her hospital, but come to find out, a couple of spirits came after me, and I smelled them in my car as I was leaving, and I realized that maybe it wasn't for me because I was sick for several days after. And I stopped. You know, I'm like, well, why would God give me this if I can't handle it, you know?
Right. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for calling. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, and I'm going to continue to listen.
All right, super. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye now. All right, so Rosemary, you were talking about self-healing. Can you get into a little bit more deeper into that situation with a person needing to self-heal first?
Sure, yeah. So self-healing is something that I really did for myself. I went to, like, when I was in my healing process before, I did a lot of self-healing. I also went to some healers as well. So I did both. I went to healers and I also did a lot of self-healing. So that can involve things like journaling, being in nature. You know, once I did my Reiki training, I was able to do Reiki on myself and stuff like that. So that was good for me.
What were some of the things?
Oh,
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, Brenda.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, what were some of the things that you needed to heal?
Lots of things. I had a lot of the things that I heal for other people too, right? So I had some trauma. Which is normal. Like, most people have some level of trauma in their life, whether it's like major traumas or minor traumas. There's something else that I do for every, like almost all of my clients as well, that I healed for myself, which is called past life regression.
Okay.
So I can explain what that is for people who
haven't
heard
of that.
Sure, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, please.
Okay. So past life regression is where... So the idea is that you had like trauma in your past life. So you have to believe in the concept of having past life. So like your soul lived in another life before your current life. And you had some traumas in those past lives. And those traumas from your past life can affect you in your current life. So they can just kind of make you feel like as if the thing is going to happen to you again. So it's not good. It's not good to have those past life traumas. So I healed all of my past life traumas. That's something that I heal for most of my clients. I don't heal it for people that are new souls. So new soul is somebody that doesn't have any past lives. So they wouldn't have any past life trauma. That's another thing I healed for myself. Yes, those are two big things.
Okay.
I've healed some physical things for myself as well. Like I had an ankle injury that I did some work on for myself. So it was like an old injury, and I was able to kind of do some repair on my ankle. So that helped me a lot. There's like lots and lots of things that I worked on over the years for myself, for sure.
Okay, we have another caller. Let's see who we have.
Okay.
Hello, you are on the air with Tony Taylor in Unscripted. Can you please tell us your name and why you're calling? Hello? Are you there? Okay. All right. Well, hopefully, please call back, and we will put you back on the air. All right. Well, okay. So past traumas were difficult for you to get through. Do you have a lot of people that come to you with those troubles, and do they cause any kind of interference in what you're trying to heal with them? In other words, do you advise to go settle the personal traumas first, or go ahead and go to the root cause, root trouble?
So I do work on trauma for people. Yes. So they don't have to, like, do any work in advance of coming to me.
Oh, okay.
They can come to me just however they are, and I'll work on their traumas for them. So I do lots of work on traumas for people, and I help people that have even severe trauma, like PTSD.
I help people with
PTSD and stuff like that. Yes.
Right. You obviously mentioned PTSD. What are some of the other traumas that you need to work through with people?
People have all sorts of traumas. Yes, they can be big and small. I'm trying to think of examples of traumas. The littlest things can turn into traumas for people. They can be very, very seemingly small things that can turn into traumas for people. There can be traumas that were like something more physical. There can be traumas where, like, some people are in situations where they're getting traumatized, let's say at their work, for example.
Right, sure.
Like their job, somebody that they work with is traumatizing them for some reason. Like the things that they say to them are traumatizing them. I see that more often than you would think, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a common one. So that's one of the examples. So it's people that have been in like abusive situations too, that will have trauma for sure.
Sure.
So there's a lot of healing that those people need to do. So I do lots of healing for that. And then there's much smaller things that can cause trauma as well.
Sure, sure. That must be an amazing moment, though, when you have a situation where you have a client who, let's say, was blind, and all of a sudden they're able to see. What was that like?
Yes, it's incredible. It's really, really wonderful to hear how people's lives change.
Must be amazing.
It's really wonderful. Yes, it's one of my most favorite parts about my job is hearing how people's lives change after the healing, for sure.
Can you tell us what is your most memorable healing?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Yes, I think my most memorable healing was healing one of the people that I had with that was blind.
Right.
Like the second one that I did was the most memorable.
Second one, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they came into you blind, and did they ask straightforward to be healed from their blindness?
Yeah, no, they didn't expect it. They weren't expecting it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't offer. I offered them healing. I just offered them healing, but I didn't say that I was going to heal. I didn't say what I was going to heal for them.
Right.
So I told them that I worked on that. I told them that I worked on their vision. But I didn't say, like, when I offered them healing that I was going to heal that for sure. They didn't come to me asking for it.
Okay.
And then, yes, it ended up working.
That must be an amazing moment.
Yes. Yes, it was a few hours later, so it wasn't immediately
during the healing that
they got their vision back. No, it didn't happen right during the healing. It happened a few hours later that they got their vision back.
Right. Oh, that's amazing. Now, listen, in our last 5 minutes, can you please tell people exactly where they can go and how they can get a hold of you and how they can contact you? And more importantly, do you do healings like remotely?
Sure. Yeah. So, people can find me on my website, So it's www.rosemaryfemme.com. So people can find me on there. Yes, I do healings remotely. So I work with clients all across North America. I do sessions online. So I do, usually I do like a video chat with people and meet them online. And they don't have to be on video if people aren't comfortable with video, or if they want to do, some people buy a session for somebody else, like if they have a family member that's in the hospital or something that they want to buy a session for, then I can do a session without seeing the person on video. So I just need their name, and I can do it with just their name.
And that applies to both physical and mental healing, correct?
Yes.
Wow. Rosemary, this has been an incredible conversation. Thank you so much for being here this evening. We greatly appreciate it. And please, I hope everybody who's listening, and there are several, I hope everybody who's listening will take note of how to get in touch with Rosemary Femme about healing. And I hope that you will look her up. And Rosemary, I want to tell you, it's been an extraordinary conversation having you this evening. So thank you so much for being here.
Okay. It was great talking to you.
And I hope you'll come back.
I would love to.
All right, great. Well, Rosemary, I want to say thank you so much. Have a great evening. And I want to thank everybody for listening to Be Unique's Unscripted. We are on every Thursday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we will look forward to being with you on our next episode next Thursday. Thank you so much, Rosemary.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.